Good morning, everybody. This is Jeff Thompson, Friendly Freely, Minnesota. A little comeback here to report what I did at ACB Convention in Minnesota. It was a good time. Met up with some people. Got to contact a lot of people. That's a big thing. You know, you got to get out and socialize like that. And we scheduled 8 days down at the NFB convention this year in Orlando. I haven't been back to NFB conventions for a while. I went to the national ACB this last year because it was in Minneapolis. So this year we're going to go to the NFB convention, bring down the blind abilities, microphones, and record a few things. Do something like that. I don't know where that accent came from, believe me. Just got myself a Fire 7. They had a sale for $39. Then I spent an extra $15, take all the advertisement off of it. It's kind of interesting, the accessibility features on it and stuff like that. The swiping, the gestures. Some gestures are different. So, you know, I'm still clunky at it right now because, you know, this round circle goes into the circle hole. The square peg goes in the... So I got to get that stuff down on a little bit on that. But I'm basically going to dedicate it towards more the Amazon Prime type of stuff, you know. Can listen to movies and TV shows and all sorts of stuff that comes with Amazon Prime and that music package. They want a little bit more money now to have the entire music package added on to your Prime thing. So you get, you know, 2 million songs. You know, like I requested Bob Seger and they played a Bob Seger cover band. And I was like, oh, I see what you're doing to me. I see what you're doing to me. So they want more money per month, you know, but I don't think I'm going to do that. So anyways, that's interesting little device and it's neat. I also have a new Logitech K480, I believe it is. There's a dial on the left-hand side up on the top surface, but it hangs over just a little bit where you can dial it from 1, 2, or 3 and lock into 3 different types of Bluetooth keyboarding. And that's what it is. It's a Bluetooth keyboard that you can pair up to 3 different devices. So when I'm sitting down, if I have my Mini or a computer or my Apple TV, I can just switch around. That was about $34 off of, I know it goes on sale now and then, but I've got it. And it's really nice because it has raised keyboard keys and stuff. And it's not too hard to figure out once you get it. So I'm liking it. So a couple little, I would say, inexpensive devices that I got lately that I'm trying to utilize more and dedicate to get off the Apple, my Apple orchard all the time, just to diverse my skill set out a little bit and know what they're talking about. Also have the Fire Stick coming on the 28th of February. That'll be arriving. And that's going to be a dongle that goes into the television, the HDMI with a remote control. And that remote control will also work with, I can't say that word, but the Echo Dot and that type of thing. So we'll see how that all works out. So it's kind of interesting. Maybe I will be cutting the cable because, boy, once you get Apple TV, I got Comcast, I got this and that, you know, and Comcast now is so accessible. You can just use it right on your phone and listen to movies and anything, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just perfect accessibility on that app if you check out the Comcast app. DirecTV is now coming in with there's accessibility. They still got a little ways to go. They just upgraded it and it's pretty good. So stuff like that. Lori's doing fine. The kids are doing good and we're going to hit 40 degrees today. So yes, the thaw. We're getting a little bit of thaw. Polar bear migration is off and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, anyways, hope you all are doing good out there in Audio Boom Land. I'm going to get on here more often. I know I've said that before, but I got to do it more often. I'm going to enjoy my coffee and get on with my day here. So, ta-ta, and until next time, bye-bye.